All right, so I sent out the outline. Okay, so this one hopefully is going to be a little bit shorter. I wanted to title it something like a nice yeshivish chabur. I wanted to title it "Be'inyan Tesis Divrei Maschil Rabbanan Ud Itzrich," especially because you're all wearing white shirts. But we are going to really just cover Gemara Shitosfos, just the stuff that we've been doing up until the broader Shliach Holacha, Shliach Kabbalah stuff. And I just want to really talk about Shitas Rashi and Tosfos on the Gemara's Chashash of Lo Lishma for Rava. And then just end off for Rabbah. I will always confuse them. for Shitas Rabbah. And hopefully we'll end off with like a little bit of a segue into the bigger Aminoi Shliach discussion, which is what obviously we've been talking about a lot in the last few shiurim, and we'll continue to speak about. But I figured that it didn't make sense to go into that now because there's still, I think, a lot of loose ends. We're very much still in the middle of it. So I figured that let's just do a smaller section on discussion of Rashi Tosfos more specifically. Okay. So the Gemara and Gidin, we know we have the Takana of Befanei Nechtam. And we know that we have the Machlokes Rabba and Rava. What exactly is the reason why we institute Befanei? So we have Shitas Rabba, who says Levishain Bikian Lishma, and Shitas Rava, that says Levishain Eidim Mitsuyan Lakaimo. So let's focus right now on Shitas Rabba, where the Gemara tells us that for Shitas Rabba, we have a concern that this get was written Lo Lishma. So what does that look like? So the shliach shows up from Medina Sayam into a bezdin in Eretz Yisrael to give the get to this woman. And immediately we have a chashash that because he came from Medina Sayam, where people are not as proficient in the dinim of Lishma, so we're concerned that maybe this get was not written Lishma properly. And then that is obviously a problem, being that we know the Torah tells us the kasav law, that we have a drasha, that it's la Lishma, that the get has to be written by this Baal for this woman. And we're concerned that that might be lacking. The big question that the Rishonim are discussing is what exactly is that concern of the Chashash Lo Lishma? Meaning, what exactly is the case? What is the Metzias that it would have been Lo Lishma? What scenario do we concoct that we're concerned about for Lo Lishma? So Rashi at the end of Beis Amud Beis, it seems like an innocuous little Rashi that honestly, when you're reading it for the first time, you probably would not think he's saying anything that stands out. Rashi says, "V'rabbanan hu de'etzricho." We have this chashash lishma, chashash lo lishma about this get. So Rashi says, "Lemecha shlemilsa mishem dika de'eshkach kasev va'omid kegon shenechtav l'shem echad b'bnei iro sheshmo kishma u'shma kishma b'nim lach milagarish." So says Rashi very simply, what's the case of lo lishma? The case of lo lishma is that this Baal may have indeed, let's say, handed the get to the shliach, but the problem is it may not have been written lishma, in that this Baal found a get that was written in the name of somebody else with the same name as him, written for a woman with the same name as this woman, and then that other guy decided to not get divorced. He left the get hanging on the street, and then this Baal, in our case, took that get and tried to use it. That is obviously a violation of lo lishma. And says Rashi, that is our concern of Chashash Lo Lishma when it comes to the Takana of Befanei, according to Shitas Rabba. Yeah.
Sorry.
All in Rashi.
Just to clarify, yeah. This is we're saying that this is a Chashash Lo Lishma and not the actual Chashash Lo Lishma that Rabba thought was the motivation for Takana, and not an extraneous taina that the Baal will have against the get that is undefended if you don't use the Takana?
It's hard to know, because, yeah, this does come up in the context of the latter component that you just mentioned about the Ir HaBaal. It's hard to know why there would be a difference.
I mean, it could be that there are certain, that this is not enough of a chashash that we would make the takana because of this, but if you did not use the mechanism of the takana, then this kind of would be available to the Baal.
It could be, but here the Gemara is trying to suggest for Rabbanan who did Srichu, meaning it sounds like Midir Raisa, we're not concerned about this at all because either you have a rove, or whatever, or this case is a you have a mistama safra dan migra gemira. So it sounds like midiraisa, we don't care at all, and then we have this chashash derabanan. So it would make a lot of sense that Rashi would be describing just the first step, chashash derabanan. But I hear you, it does come up in that context, and it's weird that Rashi didn't mention it earlier, but I still think your default would be to say it's the same thing. But it's a good point. Okay, so that's this Rashi, that's the case of lo lishma. Now again, that Rashi seems very innocuous, but what Tosas points out right away is that that case actually presents two great difficulties. So just reading the Tosas, Tosas first quotes Rashi, his parish akuntrius, quotes Rashi, fine. And then Tosas says, Vikosha. Tosas asks, that's very difficult. Because Tosas assumes that Rashi's case, where, again, let's say you have two people named Reuven and both of the wives are named Sarah. So you have Reuven and Sarah number one, Reuven and Sarah number two. And the concern of Rashi is that Reuven and Sarah number two, in our case, are using an old get that was never used from Reuven and Sarah number one. Says Tosfos, that's the case of Hochsak Shnei Yosef and Shimon. Says Tosfos, that that's the case that comes up in the Gemara Gidin, Adav Chavdal Amid Beis, where we have an established record that there are two people, two couples with the same names in the same town. And that, says Tosfos, must be Rashi's concern of Lo Lishma, that the two couples with the same name, you had couple number one that never used their get, and then couple number two just swooped in and used that get, which is a violation of Lo Lishma. So Tosas assumes that, of course, Rashi's case has to be a case where Hochsak, Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, there are two couples with the same name. Says Tosas, that presents a massive difficulty. Two massive difficulties, to be exact. The first difficulty is within the Shita of Rabbi Meir, the Shita of Eidei Chasima Karsi. That Tosas points out that, according to Rabbi Meir, the way it's presented in the Gemara Chavdal Amud Beis, Bepashtus, the way we have it, is that if it's a case of Hochsak, so then forget about the fact that it was written lo lishma, and then you institute Bafanai to solve that. Says Tosas, there's a much bigger problem. Namely, the fact that Rabbi Meir requires the shtar and the get to be muchach mitocho, mitocha ksav, right? That the shtar needs to be definitively clear and discernibly clear that the story that's written in it is what's happening and occurring for these two people, right? This man and this woman. And in the case of Hochsak, you are lacking that. So forget about the fact that it was written in Lo Lishma. Isn't there a much bigger concern of Mukach Mitocho? And I'll add, it's not just the fact that it's a bigger concern, it's a concern that will not really be solved, presumably, by Bafanai. Because Bafanai presumably just says that maybe it was written in Lishma, but that won't solve the Mukach Mitocho problem. These Eidei Chasima still did not sign on a ksav that was definitively clear that it was for this case. So it's still going to be a violation of Muhach Mitocho. That's the first question on Rashi. Question number two on Rashi, that was all within Rabbi Meir, Eidei Chasima Karsi. Question number two is within Rabbi Elazar, Eidei Masira Karsi. Says Tosos, something that seems to stand out actually as a Chiddush. Ravon's like pointed out that it seems to be that none of the Rishonim really attacked Tosos on this, but Ravon's like is very convinced that this is a striking Chiddush of Tosos. Where he says, "Afilu Rabbi Lazar tzarich edi mesira she yadu she also abal shliach v'leka." Says Tosos, also, if this is a case of Hochsak, not only will you have a problem of muchach mitocho for a mayor, even for Rabbi Lazar, you have a problem that the edi mesira need to know about the minor shliach lo'olacha, and that mistama, I guess, in most cases, will be lacking. The edi mesira, especially in this case where it's coming from Medina Sayam, the edim who are witnessing the mesira saget to the hand of the woman don't necessarily know, have direct awareness or a source of knowledge about the mina shleach lo'olacha. That is lacking in this case of Hochsak. If this is indeed a case of Hochsak, that will be a problem. And presumably, we'll get that in a second. So that is Tosa's second question on Rashi. And then Tosa just ends off saying, yeah, so based off these two questions, Rashi's pshat about it being a case of kasav omid, the man finding an old get from another man is not the pshat of the Gemara. Really, the chashash is not a case of Hochsak at all, says Tosfos, and he ends up with the re, that really the chashash here, the case of the chashash of Lo Lishma, is just one man in the town, there's one couple named Reuven and Sarah, they're having a sofer write a get, but the concern is that the man was just helping the sofer practice write a get, and then the Baal figured, okay, once he, you know, practiced writing this get with my names in it, with the name of myself and my wife, so I'll just have it signed. And that will obviously be a violation of Lo Lishma. You don't run into this issue of it being a case of Hochsak because that chashash will equally exist in a case where there's only one couple named Reuben and Sarah. You do not need to entertain the fact that it's a case of Hochsak. Okay, so just that is a basic understanding of Tosos' understanding of Rashi, the two questions he asks on Rashi, and his own answer. So what we're going to do is just address how we can answer up for Rashi in these two questions. So the easier one to deal with is actually the first question on Rashi, even though it seems to be kind of like a stronger, more simple question, less of a chiddush that comes out la'alacha. And it ends up being a question that is easier to answer. So we gave three questions. We gave three answers to this question on Rashi. The first answer is that Tosos assumes for Rashi that there will be a problem with Mukach Mitocho for Rebbe Meir. And that's his question on Rashi. He says that's going to be a huge issue. What you could answer for Rashi is that, who says we're even within Rebbe Meir? Maybe Rashi only says this pshat within Shitas Rabbi Elazar. Edei Masira Karsi. So he doesn't care. But maybe for Enoch Nami, for Rebbe Meir, he would give a different pshat, different Okimta, he would concoct a different case, Tosos' case. But within Rabbi Elazar, it's fine saying this. There's no Mukach Mitocho problem. So Rozek didn't really like explain so much why there'd be a difference. What I would say, I think the difference could be, is that maybe like the way we framed it in the sugya of Edi Masir Karsi to Chasima Karsi, based off the Shita of Tosfos, Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the issue in Rabbeinu Simcha about having Shlichim sign for Rebbe Meir, is we painted this whole picture that it could be that the Machlokas between Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Elazar is a machlokas about how shtar works. What's the Iker and shtar? What's the Kovayan shtar? So we said that for Rebbe Meir, the Iker and Kovayan shtar is the Raya Shebo, the Hatpasas Raya, where you are basically empowering the woman, the other party in general, by giving them a Raya, giving them a Chefsa Shel Raya, contrast to Rebbe Elazar, who cares more about a Kovayan and shtar that is witnessing the Mesiras Aksav, right, the Kinyan Shebo. So I think it's possible to suggest, based off that maybe you could say that Rebbe Meir would be more concerned about this far-fetched case of lo lishma than Rebbe Elazar would, because maybe Rebbe Meir cares more about the integrity of the Chefsa Shel Shtar itself, the Raya Shebo. So he's very, very concerned about the Raya Shebo being 100% foolproof. So he might be more concerned about a far-fetched chashash like this than Rebbe Elazar is, who doesn't necessarily focus on the Raya Shebo as much. That's what I think could be a suggestion, but Rozek did not flesh that out.
Yeah. Are we saying that Rashi would understand, according to this answer, that Mukach Mitocho is a problem for Rebbe Elazar? I thought we weren't being dependent on that, because that's not so clear.
So that I think is the next answer. But I think the answer I just gave, you don't need to even go that far. We could just say, Mukach Mitocho, let's assume Mukach Mitocho is a Rebbe Meir thing. Let's assume Mukach Mitocho is an issue for everybody.
Yeah,
or,
but his answer, I thought the whole answer is that, according to Rashi, according to Meir,
no, so that's the answer I'm going to give in a second. But he also did throw out another possibility. Yeah, so he threw out this possibility that, aside what you hold about Mukach Mitocho, who even says that we're addressing the Shita of Rebbe Meir?
Oh.
Yeah. It could be that Rashi's whole Chashash L'Lishma, this whole case, actually only gets off the ground if you are
But that answer assumes that Rebbe Elazar is not bothered by Mukach Mitocho.
Can we just think about it for a second? No, we're saying that for... Yeah, honestly, scratch that, because I'm realizing that doesn't really make sense with how it works out. That's my mistake. He did present the possibility that this would all be only within Rebbe Elazar and not Rebbe Meir, but he didn't really explain why, and I'm realizing that the explanation I just gave would probably make you say the opposite, so you could just leave that off the record for now. I think. For he asked the question within Rebbe Meir.
Right.
So. Rebbe Rozek was just saying, though, that maybe Rashi is not even, let's say like Rashi doesn't hold like Rebbe Meir, so he doesn't care.
Right.
Like, he's only saying this all within Rebbe Elazar. I just don't really see why this would all be within Rebbe Elazar and not Rebbe Meir.
You're asking on Tosfos.
No, I'm asking on this answer that he threw out for Rashi.
The rationale Rebbe gave was because of the Gemara's eventual maskana is that the town of Mishnah is Rebbe Elazar.
Yeah, it's fine. I just don't.
It's not conceptual.
I just don't give me svara why. Yeah.
Sorry, I feel like it's just an assumption of Tosfos that Tosfos' line of approach is that Mukham Mitocho is the issue presented from the framework of Rebbe Meir, and if you just take away that assumption, you've kind of gotten out of the question.
Yeah, but just why would you be machalik between them? Just like Misfara. Like, why would Rashi only be talking within Rebbe Elazar? Wouldn't Rebbe Meir agree it's the same chashash?
Yeah, read also with
Mechuchah? I'm saying forget Mechuchah Mitocho, meaning just the whole case of it being like Chuchsak, there are two couples with the same name, and we have this Chashash, that things were messed up, so meaning that Chashash would apply equally for Rebbe Lazar and Rameya, right? Before you get to Mechuchah Mitocho. Yeah, yeah. So that was the answer I was just trying to address, but it's fine. Let's scratch it because I don't think it works out so well. But let's move on to the next answer, which is the answer we focus on a little bit more about Mechuchah Mitocho. And that is that Mechuchah Mitocho. Oh, yeah.
The real difficulty with saying that this is Dafka by Rebbe Lazar is that the Gemara is trying to answer for Rebbe Meir.
What? Well, I was trying to answer for Rebbe
Meir.
Yeah, okay, that's a different
thing. Then the Gemara happens as Rabban. So it's really difficult to say that the Gemara really meant that Dafka by Rebbe
Lazar. Okay, that's a different. That's a different sheet of Rebbe Meir, though. Same person. It also goes in the other one. Okay, I hear that. Okay. Either way, so let's scratch that answer for now because, yeah, you could just say something like that it's, you know, the town of our Mishnah's Rebbe Lazar, but Misfar, I still feel like you'd want to be Mechalik between them, but let's just go with that. Okay. So moving on to the next answer about Mechuchah Mitocho. So this is actually a big Machlokas Rishonim. Tosos makes a big assumption for Rashi, and that is, even assuming that it's fine that we're within Shitas Rebbe Meir, Tosos assumes that there's such a concept called Mechuchah Mitocho. And this is actually the answer that the Rashba here on the spot gives for Rashi. The Rashba says that it could be Rashi just thinks that there is no such concept as Mechuchah Mitocho, at least for this issue. At least for this issue of Chuchsak, where you have two couples with the same name, it could be that Rashi just doesn't think Mechuchah Mitocho would be an issue, even for a mayor in such a case. Now, Tosas does seem to quote it from the Gemara in Chavdal and Beis, but the Rashba notes that Rashi might have a different gears on that Gemara. He might take out the whole Mechuchah Mitocho part. So the Rashba deals with that. But the basic point is just that the Rashba says for Rashi that Rashi would just might not hold the Mechuchah Mitocho, so then that question is a bad question. And we just tied that to the general discussion of Mechuchah Mitocho. This would be assuming that there's probably, at least vis-a-vis this issue of Chuchsak, there's no issue of Mechuchah Mitocho b'chlal. For Rebbe Lazar and for Rebbe Meir also probably not. And we noted that the opposite shita is the Tosas HaRosh, who sounds like in general he thinks that Mechuchah Mitocho is a concern for both Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Lazar. It's actually the Tosas HaRosh in this Tosafot says that, but not for now. And then the Pashtus would probably just be the middle Shita, which Tosafot often assumes, which is that Rebbe Meir has a concern of Mechuchah Mitocho, Rebbe Lazar doesn't. Okay. So that is all to answer up the first question that Tosafot asks on Rashi. Moving on to Tosafot's second question on Rashi. Yeah. Meaning, I mentioned three answers, but the third answer is the Rashba's answer for Rashi, that there is just no issue of Mechuchah Mitocho.
The second.
And the other answer is just that this doesn't necessarily need to be a case of Chuchsak. That's also an answer that we gave for Rashi here. Yeah, sorry, I meant to throw that out also. Very technical answer, but just the basic fact that Tosas assumes for Rashi that this is all a case of Chuchsak, where you have two couples with the same name. So reverse and side said it could be that Rashi would disagree, and I'll just say that this is not a case of Chuchsak, because it could be that Rashi's Chashash can apply even if we don't have on record that there are two couples with the same name. Maybe even if it's not on record, we can still be Choshesh that maybe there is another couple out there who had this old get lying around, and if that's the case, that it's not a case of Chuchsak, so then it's fine, because you can still have this Chashash Rachok of Rashi that you're using an old get, but you won't necessarily face a Mechuchah Mitocho problem because it's not Chuchsak. They don't have two people on record. Yeah.
This is where Rebbe spent a lot of time talking about the idea of Chashash Rachok being related to Kedushas Ishus and the formality and sanctity of the process.
I don't think that connects necessarily to this. I thought that was a more general point, that the fact that we care so much about the Chashash, the idea of Chashash Rachok, I didn't mean Chashash Rachok to accentuate the Rachok part. I was just mentioning that just because that's the case that Rashi gives. I thought that was a more general point, why do we care about Chashash Rachok, Dafka, and Gittin? It seems like we wouldn't care about as much in other cases. So I think that was the emphasis there. Yeah.
It was in context of this explanation of how Rashi would enter that concept.
I don't think so. I don't think it was. I could be wrong. But I don't think you need to go down that path to say it. But yeah. Okay, fine. So that's all answering the first question on Rashi. Now let's just move on to the second question on Rashi. So the second question on Rashi again is this Chiddush of Tosfos that even Rabbi Lazar requires, that even Rabbi Lazar would require in this case something extra that you're lacking, even if not Mukach Mitocho, it might be an issue that the Edei Mesira need to know about the Minhag Shleach La'Halacha, and they aren't going to know that, assuming it's a case of Hochsak. You will run into that problem. Because we have to be concerned that maybe, again, it could be that, you know, this other guy appointed the Shliach, because we don't really know. Okay, so that is the question on Rashi. And we gave two basic answers to this question on Rashi. So the first answer is what we just mentioned a second ago with regards to the first question on Rashi, and that is that this doesn't necessarily need to be a case of Hochsak. Again, that's the assumption of this question as well, that Rashi is dealing with the case of Hochsak specifically, and you can argue that, again, that it's just not necessarily a case of Hochsak. It could be a case where we don't have on record two couples in this town. We only have on record one couple, Reuven and Sarah. Nonetheless, you could still have this chashash, but you wouldn't necessarily run into the problem Tosfos brings up of the fact that the Edei Mesira need to know about the Minhag Shleach La'Halacha, which is lacking in a case of Hochsak, because again, this is not necessarily a case of Hochsak.
Because it's not Hochsak that there are two Yosef and Shimon's, therefore we're not concerned that someone else was Raman in the Shliach?
Right. Yeah, it's a little funny, but I think the way to say it is that if it's not a case of Hochsak, so we'll rely on Kita Mochiach Alav. Right? So it's like, oh, this get just presumably says that the man written inside of it appointed the Shliach. But in a case of Hochsak, you're lacking that. Because this get doesn't actually say that Reuven appointed. Meaning, the get says that some man in the town named Reuven appointed the Shliach, but we just don't know which one. Yeah, I agree it is a little funny that we're concerned that, like, this other random guy just appointed her. Which is, like, a little strange. I mean, like, why is that a concern? That, meaning, for the Lo Lishma part, I get it, because it's like, yeah, this other man wrote a get. He decided not to give it in. But why would we be concerned? It's just like it would be a weird coincidence if some other man named Yosef came and appointed the Shliach.
The Shliach knows who appointed him.
You're saying if, yeah. So that's a question I had in this Tosfos. Also, like, what if the Shliach just says Bafanai and he also says he was appointed?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure why that also just wouldn't work, to be honest. I had that question on Tosfos. And I didn't really see anyone address it. But I think that is a question.
Is this thing where something that the idea that the Edei Mesira need about the Minhag Shlichos is just like error, and it's not like in the sense of Edei Kiyum? I mean, it's not an absolute requirement, but we could use other types of, you know, other methods of collecting information.
Yeah, it does seem that way. Yeah, exactly.
So then it's not really a chashash. It's just that we don't have a chashash because we have some form of information.
You're saying if there's no Hochsak?
Yeah, if there's no Hochsak, then there's no...
We haven't yet had
enough of a certain Reisa that will lead us to have questions that need real answers.
Right.
It's just,
I think in that case, you still need to say something like Gita Mochiach Alav.
Right. It's not answering some sort of like real taina. It's just you need there and you have there.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Yeah, enough for this Yadu. Yeah. Okay, so... So back to answering up for the question on Rashi. So we just mentioned one answer, just again, very technical, that who says this needs to be a case of Hochsak? Maybe Rashi's case doesn't need to be a case of Hochsak. Very good. And the second question, and the second answer to the question, which will assist us with a little bit of like a segue into the bigger discussion about Minhag Shliach, is that Rashi could just plainly argue on the entire assumption of Tosfos here. Again, Tosfos is making a big chiddush, something that we don't necessarily see in the Gemara anywhere, that any Mesira of the Gerushin, of the Mesira Saget, need to know about the Minhag Shliach La'Halacha. So, plain and simply, you could just say that Rashi disagrees with that Chiddush. Rashi never thinks that's a requirement, no matter what the case is. Even if it is a case of Hochsak, that's not going to be a problem. The Edei Mesira never need to know about the Minhag Shliach, per se. And the basis to argue on this Chiddush of Tosfos is very much supported by the analysis of Rabbi Akiva Eger on this Tosfos. Rabbi Akiva Eger asks a very, very strong question, and that is, how does this Chiddush of Tosfos even make any sense? Forget about the fact that it just seems to be a Chiddush that we've never seen before. You'd have to wrap your head around the logic. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, it sounds like it's against the Beferish Mishnah on Samach Gimel. The Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel tells us that we do require Edei Kiyum on the Minhag Shliach LeKabbalah, right? Meaning, forget about the Edei Mesira knowing about that minoy shliach. You need to have some form of edei kiyum on the minoy shliach lekabala when it comes to a gerushin. But says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, even if that's true, no one ever said that the edei mesira themselves need to know about the minoy shliach lekabala. You can have a separate pair. So why here, when it comes to minoy shliach laholacha, is Tosas assuming that the edei mesira need to know about the minoy shliach laholacha itself? It's very strange. Why should there be a difference? Asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger. If you're going to say it for one, you should say it for the other. If edei mesira need to know about the minoy shliach laholacha, so then the edei mesira should also need to have direct knowledge about the edei mesira. The minoy shliach lekabala. That is Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha on Tosos. He leaves it as a tzar chiyon. So that could give you a lot of, you know, room to argue on behalf of Rashi that the entire chiddush is just incorrect, and you could just flat out argue on the assumption. And what we transitioned into is giving basically two answers for Tosfos within this question of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Namely, why should there be a difference between Shliach LeKabbalah and Shliach LeHolacha? The first answer is a little bit more narrow or broad, depending on how you look at it. And that is, there is a difference between Minoy Shliach LeKabbalah and Minoy Shliach LeHolacha, but not necessarily as a din in Gerushin, but more as a din in Shtar. Namely, Das Mischayev. That when it comes to, Rav Rosai quoted this in the name of some Achronim, I did not find who those Achronim were, but let's just say it's an answer. Which is that when it comes to the Minoy Shliach LeHolacha, so that is part of the expression of the Baal's Das Mischayev, the Baal's commission to write the Shtar. So if that's the case, once the Baal appoints the Shliach, and that is part of his expression of Das Mischayev, so then it could be that the Edei Mesira need to know about the Das Mischayev as a din in Shtar. Not necessarily as din in Gerushin, just as a din in Edim when it comes to a Shtar. In contrast to Minoy Shliach LeKabbalah, where obviously that has nothing to do with Das Mischayev, this is the woman. But when it comes to Shliach LeHolacha, again, this is an expression of Das Mischayev, part of the expression of Das Mischayev, which means that the Edei Mesira would have to have knowledge. Now again, of course, that has an assumption in it as well, and that is that the Edei Mesira need to have knowledge of Das Mischayev, which takes us back to the sugya of Edei Mesira DeChasima again, that is not so obvious. It assumes that the Edei Mesira have some type of intrinsic connection to the Shtar itself. They have some tziruf to the Shtar itself, which we noted is connected to the Rosh Rambam Bava Basra, it's connected to the Shita of the Ra'ah, that the Edei Mesira as well are there for some form of Ashvuya Shtara. They have a connection to the Shtar, and the things that are written in it, and the Das Mischayev that produces it. So if that's the case, then maybe you could say for Tosfos that the Edei Mesira need to have some knowledge of the Minoy Shliach LeHolacha, but only as a function of Das Mischayev. And then, yeah.
Sorry, can you explain a little bit more what it would mean for the Minoy Shlichos to be a part of an expression of Das Mischayev?
Well, it makes a lot of sense, because the Baal is commissioning for this Shtar to be written. So, where do we draw the line on that? Meaning, how much do we need? So, is it just the basic fact that we know that the Baal had some interest in this shtar being written to begin with? Maybe you also need to know that the Baal wanted to follow through with the shtar and have it, you know, handed to the shliach to give to the woman.
Would he need I guess the Edei Mesira also then have to know about, like, all the other Dinei Gittin?
Right, so that's the question. From this Tosas alone, we don't know. You would have to give me, like, a good example for me to, you know, address it. But right, so the thing here is that they know about Lashma. He's saying Bafanai. So you don't have that problem.
Like the Tziboy has Sofer or like something.
But once you know Lashma, then you know the Tziboy has Sofer also. Right? Stama. But I agree with you. It's not, maybe you can come up with some other cases or other parts of the process as well, but Tosas just doesn't address them, so it's hard to know. But it's certainly, I think, okay to say that as a function of Das Mischayev, at least this example, they would need to know about. Okay. So that's one answer. And the second answer we gave to that question, also being machali between Shliach LeHolacha and Shliach LeKabbalah, is a distinction between them that we can make with regards to Gerushin Dafka. And the way that would manifest itself, based off of a lot of evidence that we've been speaking about in these last few shiurim about the issue of being mevatel l'shliach l'olacha, etc., and a couple examples that we'll get to in a second. The idea being that the Eidei Mesira might, in fact, need to know about all the core aspects of the Maisa Gerushin which is taking place. Of course, on a simple level, we know that the Eidei Mesira need to witness the Mesira Sashdar. Of course, that's true. That is obviously the most core, the most crucial, and the final leg in the process of a Maisa Gerushin. But it could be that they also need to know about any core aspect. And the point might be that Minoy Shliach Lo'olacha Dafka, more so than Minoy Shliach LaKabbalah, is a core part of the Gerushin process. Now, why would that be? The reason for that would be that Gerushin works Bal Karchach. Therefore, we could say that the role of Das in Gerushin is accentuated. It highlights the role of Das more, it blows up the role of Das, and we could say then that the very action of appointing a Shliach Lo'olacha in Gerushin by the Baal is a very, very serious expression of and manifestation of his Das Lagarish. So therefore, it registers in the process of the Gerushin this idea that the Rav had of the growing Das Lagarish, that it's a progressively stronger Das Lagarish as the process goes on. And you could say that Minoy Shliach Lo'olacha Dafka is a phase of that process, in which case it could be that the Eidei Mesira also need to know about that. So just two pieces of evidence two pieces of evidence for this idea. Again, outside the question of being mevatel shliach l'olacha, because that's something we've been talking about a lot now and we're still talking about, but two pieces of evidence that we noted at the time was the famous sheet of the Kados Miradosh quoted in the Mordechai and Kedushin, as well as Tosas and Gidin, Daf Yudim and Aleph. Now, the Chiddush of the Kados Miradosh is regarding the issue of shliach osa shliach, milei lo minserin l'shliach. Typically, there's a problem for a shliach to appoint another shliach, because the Gemara and Gidin and a few other places tells us there's a problem of milei l'minserin l'shliach, that words are not given over to another shliach. Now, it's a question what exactly that means and what the problem is, which maybe we'll get to in a second, but the basic idea is that a shliach cannot appoint another shliach because that's not within his rights, for whatever reason, because he's just a shliach, he's not the actual mishaleach, he's just the shliach. Therefore, says the Kadosh Miradosh, that if Mishaleach appoints a Shliach to give, let's say, some Kesef Kedushin to the woman, still, you solve the same problem of Milei L'Mimser and the Shliach, Ein Shliach Osa Shliach. That Shliach cannot go appoint a third party, another Shliach, and hand that other Shliach, the Kesef Kedushin, to then in turn give to the woman. That is a violation of this issue of Ein Shliach Osa Shliach, Milei L'Mimser and the Shliach. However, says the Kadosh Miradosh, a massive Chiddush, that when it comes to that same exact case in Gerushin, the Minish Shliach Lo'olacha, the Shliach actually could be Osa Shliach. It's not a violation of Milei L'Mimser and the Shliach. And explains the Kadosh, I wrote down the Lashon here, he says, Lo dummy, degabe get isha miskareshes bal karchach, umiyad kishiyagia get liyad ha-shliach, harei hi ki'ilu migureshes. Minoy Shliach Lo'olacha and Minoy Shliach L'Kabbalah are not similar. Because when it comes to get, she's miskareshes bal karchach, and right when the get goes into the hands of the shliach lo'olacha, harei hi ki'ilu migureshes, it's as if she is divorced. Which, of course, the Rabbeinu noted, you have to scale back a little bit because no one thinks she's actually divorced at that time. She can't go and marry someone else at that point. She's not going to be oder ksuba at that point. But it represents this idea of being a phase in the gerushin process because of bal karchach. And what it reflects. The fact that Das plays an outsized, like, very crucial role when it comes to the Gerushin process, that the whole process is really just a growing Das Lagarish, where you say that the Minoy Shliach Lo'olacha registers as a very, very significant phase and stage in that process. Hilkach lo'avei mili, it's not a problem of mili, sherei hashliach yachol lagarish bal karcha, because again, it can be done bal karcha, tiyad hashliach kiyad habal. And the hand of the shliach is the hand of the baal. So, on a basic level, the Kadosh Miradosh is saying that Minoy Shliach Lo'olacha represents a phase in the Gerushin process, and therefore it's possible to say that it's as if the Gerushin was already somewhat done, and then the Shliach could be Osa, another Shliach, it doesn't run into a problem of Milei L'Mimser and the Shliach. Now, I just want to point out that there's a couple different ways that you can actually explain this Kadosh. I think that the way that you formulate it kind of depends on how you understand Milei L'Mimser and the Shliach. But you could just say on a simple level that maybe the problem of Mili is that a shliach doesn't have the capacity to appoint another shliach because he's just not the Baal, right? You're just working under the jurisdiction of, by the delegation of the Baal, of the mishaleach. You don't have any power on your own, so therefore you have no right to appoint another shliach. That's a mishaleach's job, you're just a shliach. However, it could be that you won't face that problem when it comes to gerushin. It's not a problem of Mili, because, as the kadosh ends off, yad shliach ki yad Baal. In this case, the shliach has a lot more power, because of the fact that it could be done bal karchach, that he can work against the will of the woman, so that makes him contain more power than in Kiddushin, where the woman could say no. So we view the shliach as having a little bit more power, a little bit more bailus, and we know the bailus is a big deal in shlichus, and because you have that bailus, so it could be that maybe even you can go and appoint another shliach, you have just as much power as the Baal himself. I think that's one way to explain it. That doesn't as much accentuate this idea that we're trying to talk about, which is, you know, minoy shliach being a phase in the process, which I think is another component, but it would explain things. And yes, as I just said, the other way to explain it is to focus on the minoy shliach la'olacha per se. And the way Rav Rosenzweig explained that is that it could be that the problem of Mili is not as simple as just saying that a shliach, you know, lacks power. It could be that the whole issue of Mili, the whole issue of shliach osa shliach in general, is that when, apparently this is a general mahalach when it comes to Mili, that when the shliach goes and appoints another shliach, so we look back and say that that shliach kind of like evaporates in Rav Rosenzweig's lashon. That shliach evaporates, and we kind of say that that shliach just never fulfilled or was a part of any shliach mission on his own. So what even gives him a tziruf to this whole case to allow him to appoint another shliach, right? It's not shliach was a shliach. It's an oxymoron, because by definition, once that shliach appoints another shliach, he himself is not a shliach. He's out of the whole process. So what gave him the right to appoint another shliach? But then, according to that, you could explain still that in Gerushin, that also will not be a problem. Because the very fact that he was appointed and had a minoy shliach lalacha in Gerushin already means that he fulfilled something. He's already a part of the process of what's going on as a shliach just by his very appointment. Because of the fact that Gerushin works bal karchach, and you have this accentuated role of das in Gerushin, and this idea of the growing das lagarish, and a progression of das, and phases of das lagarish, building up to the maisa Gerushin, so then we could say that his very appointment is significant, he is a shliach, so that in turn will allow him to appoint another shliach. And he's not going to evaporate, he's not going to lose his shame shliach here, he's not going to lose the fact that he was involved with the shlichus, because his very appointment already makes him a tziruf. So that, I think, is the application of the Mordechai, and just tying it back to Tosfos, it's the same idea. The Eni Masira need to witness all core aspects of the Gerushin, and in fact, in this case, we'll say that the Minoy Shliach La'olacha is a core aspect of the Gerushin. And just to end off with one other manifestation of this idea of Bal Karchach playing a big role when it comes to Gerushin is the Tosfos in Gidin on Daf Yud, that, just to say it simply without getting too much into the nitty-gritty of the Shakla V'Tarya, the Gemara and really the Mishnah there is listing ways in which we have similarities between a shtar of get and a shtar shechrar of an eved. And the Gemara basically says that we are specifically talking about cases or inyanim, nafkamina, dinim, that are different between a get and kiddushin, a shtar kiddushin. One of the things on that list is shlichus. Shlichus specifically working bal korcha, where the Gemara says, "Debegerushin isa, but kiddushin lesa." Question is, what does that mean? That shlichas bal karcha works in gerushin, but not in kiddushin. And why should that necessarily make a difference? So Rashi has one pshat, but we focused on the pshat quoted in Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, which basically says that the whole concept of shlichas, mina shliach lalacha, is a much bigger chiddush in gerushin than it is in kiddushin. It's a much bigger chiddush in gerushin because it works bal karcha. And if something works bal karcha, the opposite. I flipped Kedushin and Gerushin. That Tosa says here, Venir Kabir Shabina Chananel, Dekevin to Be'evid V'isha, Ika Shlichos Balkor Chayu, Havamina, De'en Yachal Achsor, Dekevin to Bali Yara Shliach, Ki Ilu Bali Yadadami, Kevin Shein Yacholm La'akev, Abal Kedushin, De'en Balkorcha, Pshita de Chozer. When it comes to the issue of being Chozer, that Shliach, you appoint the Shliach and then you want to go back on it. So we know at the end of the day that that works in both Gerushin and Kedushin. You could be Chozer when you appoint the Shliach. But says Tosos, that's much more of a chiddush in Gerushin than it is in Kedushin. Because in Gerushin, if it works bal karchach, so then maybe I'd have a havamina that you cannot be chozer with the shliach. Now, why would that be? Why would I think that just because Gerushin works bal karchach in general, why would that mean that when I appoint a shliach la'olacha to give the get to the wife, why would I think that you can't be chozer on that shliach? The answer is this idea, that once the mino shliach lolacha is done, somewhat you say that the deed is done. It has a momentum of its own. It's a phase and a process as part of the process of this growing das lagarish. And then maybe there would be room to say that the Baal cannot be chozer. Again, this is only havamina. The maskana, we hold that the Baal can always be chozer. But it's a serious havamina that impacts certain issues, at least on what we list in the Mishnah there, that the Baal would not be able to be chozer when he appoints a shliach lalacha in Gerishin because of this idea that because of Baal Korchach, mina shliach lalacha, dafka in Gerishin represents a phase of das lagarish. And with that we end. I just thought it would be like a good segue into the bigger question of that we've been discussing about being bevatel a shliach lo lacha and gerushin. Why that might look different than being bevatel a shliach lo lacha or shlichim in general outside of gerushin. But just to basically show how this idea strongly manifested itself in Tosvos and Daf Yud, the Mordechai, and in Tosvos and Daf Beis.